Hey, it's Cole. Welcome to another episode of the Artrepreneur Podcast, where every week we talk about what it means for you to make creativity your career. Such an honor to be here with you again today as we are all walking through the isolation that has come as the result of the global pandemic of COVID-19. I'm wishing you well. And I've been thinking a lot about just our mindset in this time. The last couple of weeks, just tried to send some encouraging messages to you via the Artrepreneur Podcast, and I hope today is a continuation of that. And it's today's episode is going to be about something that I learned actually going to improv classes. And one of the key tenets of improv is that everything is an offer. Everything is an offer. The challenge is when we start an improv scene, and if you've been to an improv club, you've seen this, we start an improv scene and the tendency is to, in your own mind, craft what that scene is going to be about, to craft a narrative, to craft what your character is and who your character is and who the other people on the stage should be. And the truth is, you don't have rehearsal and there isn't a script. And so no one knows what's in your mind. And so the goal of improv is to be present in the moment and to see everything as an offer. And rather than being frustrated by the things that happen and unfold on stage as other actors make other decisions that will inevitably cause you to diverge from the story that you've kind of painted out in your mind, it's to embrace those moments and to see everything as an offer. So what does that mean specifically? I was at an improv show a couple years ago, and they were rolling, miming this the rolling of this giant thing on stage. There were two actors, and one of the actors, as they were rolling this thing on stage that was unseen to them and the audience, said, "Wow, this is a giant burrito." And the other actor on stage said, "No, this isn't a burrito. It's," and then they said something else. And that is an example of what it's like to not be in the mindset that everything is an offer. The other tenet of improv is yes and, to say, okay, this is a burrito and this is what we're going to do with it, to advance the narrative by saying yes to the things that are offered to you. And I think this is particularly pertinent for us right now in this really crazy time, that everything is an offer. It's a different kind of mindset that we approach, obviously, improv in this particular case with, but really it's the way we can approach everything in life. I have a painting in my living room, and it's these two characters who are looking at each other, and then there's a speak bubble from one of the characters' mouths, and it just says ad lib on it. And when I saw that painting, I ended up buying it because it was something that really, I think, for me, embodied my life and how I've come to experience life. Now, I didn't willingly come to experience life like that. In fact, I've fought to get my way a lot. And it's through that process of fighting to get my way that I've learned that that's virtually impossible. I can have a dream, and even those dreams and those visions and the things that I want to be, while I can work on them and advance them, they're ultimately not going to look exactly like I hoped they would when we get to the end of the process. And I really come to see that if we're going to get anything done, it really does take that mindset that everything is an offer. I'm going to say yes and to what's presented before me. And it doesn't mean that I become a victim to my circumstances or my surroundings, but I recognize that there are a ton of things that are out of my control. And even in the process of accomplishing and achieving the things that I'm setting out to accomplish and achieve, it's good for me to have that flexible mindset that sees everything as an offer. This week, there have been changes in things for the world around us, for my personal life, and for our professional life, for the work that we're doing through Creative City Project. There were some significant changes from a funding perspective that were really unexpected, and essentially, there's nothing that I can do about it. And so in order for us and our team to continue to press on, it's just us saying and recognizing, okay, like, this is our new reality. We have to accept that reality as what it is, which is a reality, and we need to move forward operating in the context of it. And that doesn't mean that we don't feel. In fact, as we've talked about on this podcast a ton, feeling and being sensitive is a necessary component for being a great artist. So we should feel in the context of any situation. We shouldn't stuff our emotions down inside of us. It's most healthy for us to recognize how we feel and then respond to it. In fact, that's in alignment with the idea that everything is an offer. Everything is an offer. That statement simply means see what's happening around you, be sensitive to it, be aware to how you're responding internally, and then make a choice based on what's happening around you, the offer that's been given. There's a lot of research around the idea of the value of flexible thinking in day-to-day life when it comes to being a healthy human, when it comes to our overall happiness. The ability to have flexible thinking to change our mind and to reframe our perspective to accommodate new realities is a really helpful tool in navigating the world around us. You and I both know things are always changing. And if we have rigid thinking, that leads ultimately to a lot of angst internally for us. And then also leads us being at war with the world around us all the time. And so I just want to encourage us today to embrace flexible thinking, to embrace that kind of mindset, and to see everything as an offer, even when that offer seems to be in conflict with our forward movement. It's the idea of being resilient. It's the idea of encountering something that disrupts our reality, fully feeling that in the moment, and then in whatever period of time is healthy for you, moving to the other side of that and moving forward in the context of our new reality. The idea of everything as an offer doesn't prescribe a response. It doesn't tell us how we should respond. It just reminds us to be aware that we are responding and to look at the world around us not as our enemy, but as a series of decisions and a series of realities that ultimately affect us. And our mindset ultimately determines our contentedness and our thriving in the midst of those changes and those inevitable realities that will spring up around us. And so one of the biggest lessons I've learned over the last 2 years of my own life is to accept reality as it is and to respond with intention. I spent a lot of my life trying to fight reality, trying to fight what was true, trying to fight the realities of the world and situations around me, the realities of how people act and react. I spent a lot of time saying, no, even if that is what is true, it shouldn't be true. This is what should be true, and I'm going to be full of angst until that is true. And I've just found the ability to experience a lot more peace when I'm willing to say, okay, this is our current reality. I may not like that reality and that makes me sad. I'm going to fully embrace how I feel about it, but I'm going to respond with intention in the midst of it and navigate it, recognizing it as the current reality rather than pretending like it isn't. So what do we do now in these days of coronavirus? First of all, see what's happening. See what's happening in your life. See what's happening in your work life, in the business or company that you work with or for. See what's happening in your family and in your friends. Be aware of that. Don't shove it down. Don't stuff it away. And then feel deeply about it. Again, to be a good artist, we have to be people who are sensitive, who are in tune, who are recognizing how we are experiencing things internally and how other people are experiencing things internally and how all of those things are affecting one another. So see what's happening and feel deeply. The idea that everything is an offer is not a command to ignore anything. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It's recognizing that everything that comes before us is an opportunity that will elicit a response from us. So let's respond with intentionality. What might be being offered to you in this time? Is this a time that's offering rest to you? If so, take it intentionally. Find out what it really means for you to rest. Maybe rest doesn't just look like wasting all of your time on digital media. It's okay to be entertained. It's okay to get away. But I found that after a day of that, I'm often not rested. Rest to me comes at the end of specific things, like being inspired. So finding things that really inspire me. Rest comes for me in meaningful conversations with people I love. Those are things that really allow my spirit to rest. So if right now what's being offered to you in this season of coronavirus is rest, that's awesome. Take it intentionally and really understand what it means for you to find rest. Maybe for you, it's open space to do what you love. Maybe you feel overworked and right now you are having the opportunity to do some things that you love. Again, write those things down. What are the things that you love? When are you doing them? How can you do them in this new set of circumstances that we've been offered? Maybe for you, it's more free time to do your own creative work. Maybe you're one of those people who said, you know what, I would do more painting or music writing or start my novel or do whatever it is that you want to do. Maybe you've been saying that that's what you want to do, but you haven't been able to because you're just exhausted when you get home from your job every day. And maybe right now this is a time that's being offered to you to really invest in the things that you've been dreaming about. Whatever it is that's being offered to you right now, I think the big idea is that we just need to be intentional about our response. Everything is an offer. And we're better off when we recognize that we respond to everything that's offered to us. We have an emotional response to that. And then we have an opportunity, an invitation for intentionality about what we do next. And I think that we'll be better artists and we'll be better people if we're intentional about how we are flexible as things are offered to us, things that are totally unexpected and things that sometimes are in direct contradiction to our objectives as human beings and as artists. As always, it's amazing to hang out with you. I would love to hear from you. Reach out to me on Instagram at Cole, C-O-L-E, Neesmith, N-E-S-M-I-T-H, and I'll see you next week.